Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, think about your passwords right now, or if you're like me, your one password that you use for everything. They're a pain in the butt. We hate passwords.
Yeah.
But there is, because the big reason, I don't even need to say it, like because we forget them. We forget what our passwords are. But there is a new trend in passwords that actually is helping people remember their passwords. However, it's not without controversy. Okay, so you might roll your eyes to this one, but internet security experts are advising people that they start using swear words in their passwords.
Okay.
Oh. Here's the article. Every year, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that got leaked to the internet, and most of them are common, easy, hackable passwords that people are still using no matter what. Okay. The most common ones, obviously, password. Yep. admin.
Oh, God.
And 123456.
Okay.
Okay. So what they're saying is you should obviously do things that catch your attention and make you remember. And they think that if you want to use a password, you can, such as adding the F word before whatever it is you have. So if it's your email password, effing email. Like, they're like, if you do that, you're going to remember it. And also, it's not as hackable as you think it is. And they still recommend using special characters,
of
like
course.
An at symbol for an A and stuff like that. They also talk about other things that are like lucky numbers in your life. You know, like Katie really likes the number 13. Mm. Her and Taylor Swift are one and the same.
Nope, it was me first.
So she copied Taylor Swift.
No,
and
I did not.
13 her lucky number. So like, there's probably a password somewhere where Katie is using the number 13, but they're saying that that's okay.
Isn't.
It's okay. So what do we think about this?
I love it.
I think, Gavin, you and I can tell a cautionary tale about why perhaps this isn't always the best idea.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell her, or should I?
Well, I don't know how much of the story we can't. Well, we can tell the whole story except for what the actual password was.
Correct.
But there was our very first producer here on the Wake Up Call. Kevin, you worked with him, but he was here before you even.
Oh, I remember.
He had a password that was not a swear word, but it was a really funny and gross description of a female anatomy. long. Yes. Okay.
And but whatever one you're thinking, it's not that one.
It's not that one. No. Huh. And he kept it to himself. We didn't know about it. Nobody knew about it until he got locked out of his email.
Yeah.
And then he found out that the way he can get back into his email was that he had to go to the general manager's personal assistant, who is a lovely woman.
Incredible woman.
Named Jill, who everybody loved.
Adored.
She was like everybody's aunt.
Yep.
And he had to have a conversation with her. And she's like, oh, yeah, no problem. Just tell me what your old password was, and I'll get you back in. And he stood there for a considerable amount of time just staring at her and sweating.
I mean, at least he thought about it.
He came back to us and he was like, I don't want to tell her. I don't want to tell her what it is. Do I really need email? Do I really need it? Do I need to get it?
I think there's also a part of this story. It was that word, but with the word old in front of it.
Yeah.
So it was old. And then...
And like when he told us what his password was, everybody in the room went, why? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that, Matt?
Yeah.
So, okay. So if you're going to use this security, what security experts are advising, using a swear word in your password to help you remember them, do it, but do it in like kind of like a PG-13 way, such as you can say effing in a PG-13 movie.
Oh.
But you can't say F in relation to other things, like the action of it or something like that. So maybe just pick PG-13 swear words.
Okay.
That's a little bit better.
Okay. I mean, I think we're going to know Kevin's.
What? Oh, yeah.
What's mine?
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
But then Kevin's going to come in and be like, guys, I don't remember how many I's I used.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.